66 years ago, three ex-servicemen, Sergeant Ajiti, Corporal Atipu and Private Odati Lamte, were killed when marching to the Christiansborg Castle to present a petition to the colonial governor. This event led to riot and looting across the country. The 28th February shooting incident was one of the important moments that contributed significantly to the attainment of Ghana's independence. Jonathan Doe traces the history and contribution of the ex-servicemen.
Ghana's independence history cannot be told without the recall of the 28th February crossroad shooting incident in 1948. The gallant ex-servicemen were unanimous in their disappointment at the British colonial masters. Three of them were callously killed at the Osu crossroad to break their resolve. The British misread the mood of the Gold Coasters and did not know that the killing of three ex-servicemen, Sergeant Ajiti, Corporal Atipu and Private Odati Lamte, would spark anger against the Association of West African Merchants, known in local parlance as AWAM. Invariably, the mood of the Gold Coast was to agitate for independence now. Today, several history books have captured the 28th February crossroad shooting incident and the solemn image of Sergeant Ajiti, Corporal Atipu and Private Odati Lamte at the Christiansborg Junction bears everlasting testimony to the blood and toil of our forebears. Messages were put on station ZOY, now GBC, which reached North Africa and Asia to court allegiance of the Gold Coasters for easy recruitment and to keep momentum of the war. Some joined voluntarily, others were conscripted. In June 1940, the Gold Coast Army set sail to the war theatres.
That was a part of a feature by Jonathan Doe.